This is GQDN for Thursday, October 19th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, horror games have been announced. We have a dog doing some speed runs in video games. And we have an interview as well. But we begin first with Sony. Because we know that the PS5 Slims are coming, but now there's going to be a Spider-Man 2 bundle to go with it that comes to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net. And yes, that is coming. Now, once again, Bill did provide some leaks there on X, and they said that PlayStation 5 Slim will launch November 10th. In both US and Japan. And they will have a release date for the European region not too far off from that date. But Spider-Man 2 bundle will be coming out on November 8th. That'll be 2 days ahead of the PlayStation 5 Slim's launch. So the thinking is the two could be bundled. So if that happens, then you could have the Spider-Man 2 coming with the PlayStation Slim going with it. So what would the cost be? Well, the leaker, Billy Bill, was not able to confirm the bundle if they would come with a disc or download code. But he did say that the price would be $560 in the US. Interesting. That'd be coming and in a bundle to get you a PlayStation 5 Slim for $560. Now, with that, Eurogamer did say that, well, the controllers for PlayStation, the DualShockers, could have a storage compartment coming with earbuds. Now, that was by a patent that was spotted by Game Rant. And they did say that there are different variations where the earbuds could be in the controller. But the designs on the earbuds could be stored behind the touchpad. And that's one option in the places where the earbuds could have for each controller's grips. Now, the patent was filed on the 7th of April 2022 and was publicly published last week. They also revealed that they have a set of wireless earbuds called Pulse Explore earlier this year, along with the handheld project called PlayStation Portal. Now, that could be feasible at some point, but Sony will announce a new PlayStation 5 controller which would store the Pulse Explore. In fact, Eurogamer did provide a diagram on how that could look, where the earbuds could be. You'd have your thumbs on the control pad, but your fingers would be on R1, R2, L2, L1, but between the four buttons, say between L1 and R1, for instance, they would have the earbuds behind or in that spot for charging. Looks like an interesting concept. Now, we did say something about Spider-Man 2, and that's coming from PushSquare.com because they're going to add an update to add New Game Plus. Now, Spider-Man 2 is about to be live tomorrow, and it does have some technical issues are with it, but a day one patch will come to try to clean up that bug. But PushSquare did say that it's a pretty polished game. But they also said that Insomniac Games isn't done with it. So they have plans to follow up the launch with some post-launch updates. So Insomniac did respond to a fan on X, and they did say that they're working on an update that is to bring the New Game Plus mode, which will include mission replay for the game. But another user did ask, well, when would this arrive? And Stevenson did reply, it will be here before the end of the year. So New Game Plus will have some completing main story. And when you start over in New Game Plus, you'll be able to restart that story, along with carrying over items, your progress, and maybe some other stuff like gadget skills, abilities, some stuff like that. So we shall see. But it launches tomorrow, so enjoy. now, we go over to GamesRadar.com and, well, we'll save that for later. I want to scare you first, because IGN did talk to the developer of Phantom Blade Zero. And they did talk to Soulframe and Mike Pang from S Game. So here's a couple of questions. I want to make them, I'll try to find the short ones. So like this about Blade Zero. And everything's a quote here. Here's IGN's question. What does gameplay look like between combat and encounters in Phantom Blade Zero? How will the player upgrade and customize Soul over the course of the game? And Soulframe did said, between encounters, there's tons of exploration and character development. We have sophisticated map designs with dungeons, side quests, NPCs, powerful weapons, and powerful items. Powerful enemies are hidden everywhere in different corners of the game. As far as character development, we have gear to collect and upgrade. We have the skills to also collect and learn and master. You'll have to find all this from the chests and bosses in different corners of the game. You'll have to explore. They also wanted to know about the Kung Fu Punk and their origins in Wuxi. And Soulframe did say, let's say real Chinese culture and Chinese history on level one. And on level one, there were a bunch of novelists and filmmakers back in the 20th century that built the whole new paradigm of fantasy that we call Wuxi today. Wuxi isn't reality, it's a fantasy. But it's a fantasy different from swords and dragons or magic or science fiction. It has its own unique styles and aesthetics, like the sword masters flying in the bamboo forest and crouching tiger, hidden dragon that we're trying to do is to build level 3 based on level 2. We keep the core idea of Wuxi, but we blend it in the elements that inspired us and expanding the borders of Wuxi. Like Bruce Lee has introduced Kung Fu to the rest of the world. We would love to introduce the idea of Kung Fu Punk to our audiences. Now, IGN on their YouTube did also show through this year and on into next year, indie games that will bring a scare to you, like Drowned Lake. There are a bunch of games that are showing up on the Steam app, a desktop app. It is under the horror. If you look up a horror on Steam Deck, you'll be able to see those games. You can wish list a bunch of them. They have quite a few of them, actually. Like Project Z game, which I just saw, along with a whole lot of other games over there. And they all deal with a whole bunch of stuff. Like Night at the Gates of Hell. So a whole bunch of different stuff there. So you'll be able to watch everything on the IGN page on YouTube, which I do have listed in the GQDN show notes if you're a Patreon for us, and you'll be able to watch it from there and get the link, the direct link. Now, Nintendo Everything did say that Nintendo has some games for sale, and they are showing Ghost Trick, Phantom Detective, and that's what they're highlighting here, and that is $20, and that was $30, but there are some other games there as well, such as Batman, The Enemy Within, is a half off. Death's Door at $8 now. Quake 2 at $4. Resident Evil 4 at $10. And The Mummy Demastered at $10. But a bunch more games there. All there for you to be scared of. It's a frighteningly good time. If I know somebody else who had a good time, that's a dog. Yes, I said a dog. So, according to GamesRadar.com, one of the highlights of AGDQ did see a dog named Peanut Butter, and he will be competing at a speedrunning event at the Awesome Games Done Quick, and he'll be playing a retro Nintendo game called Gyromite, and this could be good. In fact, at speedrunner JSR underscore did say that he announced that the talented dog will compete in January. And Peanut Butter is no stranger to the sport. In fact, he holds the world record for finishing the classic Super NES game, Gyromite, Game B, in under 25 minutes and 30 seconds. and that can be found on speedrun.com. In fact, they announced its participation on their YouTube channel. So, we shall see what happens with the dog. I bet he will do well, so long as he is focused. We're good too, aren't we? Oh yes, but beware. We could be talking about horror games on the weekly show. But there's one more date to go. Tomorrow's Friday. You can find us on Twitter at GroupQuest and at DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production 2023. All rights are reserved.
Go play some games, people.